All right.
Welcome to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is May the 4th in the year of the Lord, 2023. Yes, sir, 2023. Yeah, the kingdom of heaven has been opened. The door is wide open, and nobody can shut it to the kingdom of heaven. That everybody can walk right in there today. And for the last 2,000 years, they could do that. And one of the main ideas I'm going to talk about today is unity. And, you know, everybody wants unity. People are talking about unity. I just went to the Independent National Convention, 23. The three-day convention there, and saw a lot of it, and videoed, streamed a lot of it. And you can see some of it for free on my website at mixandstream.com, M-I-X, capital letter N, stream.com. And some of those videos are free, and then the other, you have to pay a fee to watch all the other ones. One fee, though, gets you all the pay-per-views, and then some of them are free anyway without charge. But you'll see in there that they're talking about unity, and even when they had the topic of religion, they had a Indian chief and a Christian on there, and they were supposed to have, and of course they had the narrator or the moderator who was also putting in her views of things. And they were supposed to have this person that called themselves a Jew. But he didn't show up. But anyway, the idea was that the moderator was spinning the idea, the concept for the whole thing, which was, All religions lead to the same place, lead to God. And that all of them, you know, they all should respect each other, and they all should be, they're just, everything's A-okay, everybody's ideas are good. We should see, and unity is no more than the acceptance of everybody else. That's what unity is to her. It's just, it's not unity around an idea or around a thing. It's as it is a truthful thing, or unity around the truth. It was just simply unity around everything, regardless of whether it be true or not. Well, here's an idea I want to show you. Did you know that it is God's will for mankind to be completely united around the truth? Completely. He doesn't want partial unity, a little bit of unity, some unity here and there, unity in the Republican Party, unity in the Democratic Party, unity in the economy. One world economy. He doesn't want all that stuff. What he wants is complete and total unity. And I'm gonna read you. You think I'm kidding you? I'm gonna read it to you. This is Saint Paul talking, and you don't get any wiser and smarter or more in tune with God than Saint Paul. So here he lays it on you in Ephesians 10. That's the main one, but I'm gonna start a little ahead of that. Well, let me read Ephesians 1:10, and then I'll read a little bit on either side of it. Ephesians 1:10, quote, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So what's going on here? In the fullness of times, God might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Now, reading a little bit on either side of that, starting at verse 9 in Ephesians 1, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath proposed in himself. Now, God doesn't consult a committee. He proposes in himself to do something, and here it is. Here's the mystery of God's will. If you want to know what God's will is for mankind, I'm going to tell you what it is. That all men be saved, and that all men are brought together in one Christ Jesus and enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, and of course, I've read verse 10. Now I'm going to read verse 11 on the other side of it. Even in him, I'm taking up from a bit of 10. Even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Wow, I mean, okay, I'm going to even read a little more. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of the truth, the good news or gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now that's unity, man. I mean, that's God's will for mankind to be in complete and total unity with each other and in one Christ Jesus. Not in Buddha. I've been a Buddhist, I'll admit. I was actually a Buddhist before I was a Christian. And there's nothing about, there's no teachings in Buddha that he brought all things together in Buddha, and that the door to the kingdom, that I am the Alpha and the Omega. Buddha didn't say any of that stuff. Buddha was a wise man. He was simply a wise man that observed human nature and was very good at describing good qualities and not so good qualities in human beings and what you should strive for. And one of the main things that Buddha taught was that you should be open to all forces, not prejudiced against forces, which is a good thing. And that means be open. You don't have to accept them, but you have to be open to them, at least to study them and look into it. Well, that means, a good Buddhist will almost immediately become a Christian, because a good Buddhist is open to Christianity and what it's about, and will study into it. Well, if you do, you're going to end up in the kingdom of heaven. And by the operation that Christ performed on the world. Now, you know, here, even in the political parties, you know, you're talking about, well, who would be a good running mate for Trump? We talked about that yesterday, Jim Fetzer and myself. I was a guest on his show. And we talked about that for a little bit. Who would be a good running partner for Trump? He brought it up. I didn't bring any of this up. But we were talking about characters, you know, whether it be Tulsi Gabbard ran for Arizona governor, the lady, something Lake. But see, we're talking about people. You know, where I think you ought to be talking about, if you're talking about ideas, you need to be talking about unity, you should be talking about ideas, or something as profound and that has an impact on everybody. And see, even this article I critiqued the other day, I don't think I've did my, maybe I did my show on this. It was this article written in the New York Times Magazine. And this author is making the complaint that even if we saw the photographs of the Sandy Hook murder scene, the Sandy Hook mass shooting with bodies on the floor and pools of blood, that we wouldn't believe it until it came from our own source of preferred propaganda. Well, he's complaining here, in essence, he's complaining that since people don't agree on anything today, that even photographic evidence wouldn't convince them of the event. But, and then, of course, this is to justify them not showing you anything, even though they said they took 1,495 pictures of the crime scene and a meticulous study of the crime scene. Well, they didn't show you a single thing of the crime scene. So this is their justification for it, is we wouldn't believe it even if they showed it to us. Well, come on, give us a try anyway. Since that would be the law. Or what other purpose would there be in doing a crime scene investigation anyway? Just to fill up some three-ring binders or something? Is there a command from the three-ring binder? So, you know, he's complaining about this, that people don't agree. They don't have consensus among themselves. Well, guess what? Guess who's responsible for that? Remember the terms like, diversity is our strength? Do you remember the southern border being wide open? And even now this so-called Title 42 is being lifted as if that was the only law regulating the southern border with Mexico, is Title 42. That's a joke. I mean, we've had laws on the books for years that make a fine for people coming into the country illegally. And there's all kinds of provisions and proofs that need to be shown to secure an asylee status. Well, then, how are we, then the very people that are complaining now that we don't believe them anymore, and there's no consensus in the population to believe the government anymore, just who was it that caused all this absence of a consensus? Where did all that come from? It came from the government. They've been pushing all that for years, for decades. Diversity is strength. What a bunch of caca that is. It was a lie on the face of it. Anybody that was thinking would know better than that. Diversity doesn't cause unity. Of one many, e pluribus unum, or whatever, e pluribus unum, of many, one. Yeah, but the idea is they have to become one. They have to become assimilated. They have to learn the ideas. They have to, well, not when the borders are wide open and people are coming in by the millions, unregulated. That doesn't cause unity. And then glorifying every different thing you can think of. You can't even figure out if you're a male or a female, and you can switch back and forth, and they encourage all that and protect all that, promote all that. And then they wonder why nobody agrees with it. They love that. They promoted that. They pushed that. If you're a minority and you want to overthrow a country and you want to take control of the country, the very first thing you do is dilute the population and destroy consensus among the people. And they did that purposely to us. Now, I want to point out, again, I've said this before on my show many times, that the United States of America is simply dissolved. There is no lawful government, and most of the states are also dissolved for the same reason, meaning the alteration of the constitutional provisions without approval by the people through amendment, either directly or via their states. Now, John Cornyn, now, and I'm going to tell you one of the other ways that that John Locke spoke of dissolution in his final chapter of his discourses on civil government, or his treatise of civil government. And that's to not enforce the laws, where laws are no longer enforced. Well, John Cornyn yesterday on the television said that the President of the United States has determined not to enforce the border laws, the immigration laws of America. Well, I'm just telling you, everything I see and everything I hear people talking about, whether they be friends or foe, is nothing more than a description of full-blown dissolution. But people don't know what to call it. They don't know the effect of it, what the effect of it is, and they don't know what their rights are after a dissolution occurs. Well, I can tell you, all rights return to you. You have all rights to create new lawful government, not through them, not through their mechanisms or whatever, but completely outside of them. You can create new lawful government. And it's your God-given right to do so. And so let me say this. If you want to be united, and what's the purpose of unification? Why do people want unification? So they can have power to get out from under tyranny. Now, some want it to maintain their tyranny. Now, some that are already in place to maintain their domination over people and their tyrannical domination. But others, like ourselves, like me, well, I want unity with others so we can create a new lawful government. But I'm going to say this. We're not going to come together very well unless we have some really powerful concept to unify around. And that is, I can't think of a better one than that it is God's will that we be completely united, and through his Son, Christ Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who sits now in the throne over the heavens and over the earth and has all power in both heaven and in earth right now. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back, and we have a call or two.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Protests inside the Tennessee State Capitol yesterday raised some questions. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Protesters swarmed the Tennessee State Capitol building yesterday as votes were being taken to expel three Democrat members of the State House. The vote to expel these three Democrats is because last week those three joined in another protest inside the Capitol building. That protest disrupted the proceedings of the legislature. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Should elected officials be removed because they protested and disrupted the proceedings? One thing I definitely noticed is that nobody is reporting on this storming of the state capitol as an insurrection. 1,000 people have been prosecuted for storming a Capitol building and disrupting an official proceeding on January 6, 2021. How is this any different? Oh, because these protesters want gun control. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Civis Pacem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here the Salvation Army band, down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you got planned. Carry your cup in your hand, and look around, leaves are brown.
All right. Yeah. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And we have a caller already, Don from Arizona. How you doing?
Hello, Ron. The mainstream media, nobody, their ratings keep getting lower. Nobody watches them. Very few people watch them. Now, they do have TVs on, like at airports, and they're always tuned to Fox News or CNN or something like that. But nobody wants to watch that at home if they have any choice. And it's pretty significant that Fox was pretty popular while Tucker Carlson was on there. People were watching it because they'd watch him, and then they'd, well, I'm watching Tucker Carlson. I might as well just keep it on that channel for a while. As soon as he left, they went down 30%. So he was the one guy that was kind of he was against in a lot of the stuff, not everything, but in most of the stuff, he was against the main narrative that they're trying to push, the propaganda.
Yes.
And that's why they, for whatever reason, they did get rid of him. Now, you know, but nobody dwindling significance every day. They mean less and less all the time. And, I saw you on the Fetzer show, though. I like Jim Fetzer. I watched that show anyway.
Yeah, I was that, on there. I was supposed to be on a show with him today at Dark Outpost David Zubrick, I think.
Right.
And That was a pretty cool show, but somehow I didn't get the link in time and kind of got complicated. They were already into the show, so I didn't get on. But they did talk about the letter I wrote or the critique of a article that showed up in the New York Times magazine. And anyway, yeah, so I was going to be on that show this morning. And then I was on a two-hour show with Jim yesterday, and we talked about the same thing, really, and a few other things. But I think this this unity thing is an important question, and people are trying to do unity without actually having a foundation for it. It's forced unity or fabricated unity, and that kind of stuff just doesn't work very well.
I don't know what you're talking about. Unity of what? What do you mean?
Unity of people. People, you know, whether it be for an election, you know, because that's what a majority is, showing that 51% of the people are unified on an idea or on a person. They're unified. So that's the whole purpose of elections, is to determine unity.
Well, the elections are fixed. That's the big problem, you know.
Do what?
The elections are fixed. That's the problem.
That's the number one problem.
If we could somehow clean up the elections, but everybody seems to think, especially the politicians, they say, well, you can't even think about cleaning up the elections because That would be un-American to clean up the or something like that. I mean, they're
we're fools for even thinking we should have an honest election.
Right, that's what they're saying.
Don't we know the way of the world? Aren't we worldly smart? Aren't we wise? I mean, if we were wise,
Kerry Lake's lawsuit is still going on over here, as far as I know. Now, everybody quit reporting on it. The last I heard, she went to the Supreme Court in Arizona Supreme Court, and they kicked it back down to the original trial judge, Peter Thompson. Now, ever since then, we don't know what's going on. There's been some delays, but nobody's reporting on it. I mean, nobody is reporting on it.
That's weird.
Even this guy, you might have heard of this guy. There's a guy here in Tucson, his name is Garrett Lewis. He used to have a radio talk show in Waco, Texas, I think. Maybe you heard of
really?
Him.
Really? What's his name again?
His name is Garrett Lewis.
Huh, okay.
Garrett but anyway, Lewis he was in Waco for a while. Yeah, that was years ago. But
yes.
He tries to stick up for the conservatives and going against all this tranny mania and boys going to girls. Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal. If you got a girl that's 11 years old, or a junior high school girl, or a high school girl, and these guys claim they're girls, that means I can go in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah,
and they rape.
That ain't happening.
They do the same thing in prison. Well, that does happen.
Don, stay with us. Hang on, and everybody else, till we have this word from our sponsors.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Still with us, Don?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Well, let's carry on with the Carrie Lake's thing in over there in, yeah. in Arizona.
And, right. Yeah, it's it was kicked back down to the trial judge, and I see here Tracy Beans has recently done a complete breakdown of the filings, but it's still going on, but. I don't know if there's what's going to happen in the long run. There's three different trials. There's Carrie Lake, and then there's the other guy, Abe Amadei, only lost by a few hundred votes for Attorney General. And they think he might be able to overturn that just by actually counting all the votes that haven't counted yet. But
yeah, have a recount.
Something like that. But she has to prove, which is it's obvious that there was stuff here, and the rhinos are on the side of the Democrats, even though Arizona is a Republican state. They hate Carrie Lake, so and Fox News hated Carrie Lake. They would act like they wanted to be nice to her.
Oh yeah,
but then they'd always say something to try to make her look bad every time.
Yeah, ambush her, right. lure her in with your goodwill, and then trash them.
That's what everybody did to her. And,
yeah.
But anyway, she'd be a good vice presidential candidate just because of the way she's smart, which is unusual.
Well, that's what Jim Fetzer was talking about, that they was comparing Carrie Lake with Tulsi Gabbard for
He wants to get that Democrat in there, like Tulsi, to get a lot of the Democrats to vote for him. That's what that would be.
That's right. Ultimately, I think he advocated that Kennedy actually be the running mate Trump.
Kennedy's great. Yeah, I'm going to read that book. I already read that book, The Real Anthony Fauci. I'm going to read it over again. He's a great writer. Very few politicians actually write a book.
He's a good guy. You probably
got other callers, don't you, Ron?
Well, I don't, but that's okay. if you run out of gas, and
well,
I
tell you one thing
right.
I like about that Jim Fetcher show, The Raw Deal, that guitar solo that comes in on the bumper music from the radio station. There, I don't know if you could even hear it when you're on the show.
I can hear it. Yeah, I don't remember that one. I will say this: I was struck kind of funny yesterday. He has one piece that it sounds like kind of an African chant, you know.
Right.
And what it reminded me of are a Far Eastern chant at some, what do they call these places where they go and meditate and whatever. But it reminded me of the Jim Carrey movie. It wasn't Animal Detective, but it was where he goes off to... So I guess it's Africa, and it's all about he has to get the white bat, the albino bat returned to this tribe or something. Well, anyway, one of the chants he does is he goes through this long chant, and it's all righty then, the drug out through a chant, and it was hilarious, and that's what it reminded me of. I was waiting for
That one guitar, that's not Jim. That's from that radio station, whatever it is that does.
Oh, is it? They play that.
I forget what the name of the radio station is.
It's BitChute. Yeah.
No, not BitChute. BitChute is where he does the reruns. That's actually broadcast live on some radio.
Oh, Revolution. It's Revolution Radio.
Yeah, Revolution Radio.
Yeah, Studio
that guitar. I'd like to know who that guitar is. That's really good. It's like a finger picking solo, I believe, is what it probably is. Or I might be wrong. It could be two guitars. I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyway, I like that. But but Carrie Lake is still going on here. I mean, and they quit cover everybody. Total silence about what's going on. Well, she's gone farther than anybody else has in these elections already.
Yes, I know that the guy in Georgia did pretty well. He created a group that challenged all the election stuff in Georgia. I can't remember his name, but Mark Anderson used to have him on. We haven't gone back to him in a long time. And the only thing I know about Carrie Lake's deal was that she lost most of it on appeal, but she did get one thing approved to go back to trial court on, and I can't remember what it is. I'm not really up to speed on it.
Signature verification, they're supposed to be doing that. But then since that happened, there's been, I don't know, it was supposed to be, I remember it was supposed to be April, I think, way back in March 21st or something, they were supposed to start doing something. But I think the other side keeps delaying. So what's going on now? I see this Mark Elias is getting back into it again, who's the biggest crooked lawyer in all of the entire planet Earth, you know. So that's good. She's at least making him work to try to
I'm gonna try to get hold of her. Maybe she'd do an interview with me, you know, if nobody else is covering her. I can't imagine nobody else covering her.
Well, you're a good guy, but I don't know if she's... you can talk to her and say you're an architect and all this, but
I doubt that I could even get up. You know, get
you're right. Nobody's
contact
covering her. She hasn't even talked to this guy I'm telling you about. Garrett Lewis used to have her on the show all the time when she was running. Now I don't know whether
really?
His boss. Yeah, I don't know if his boss says cool it or she just doesn't want to talk to anybody right now because there is a case going on.
Well, what's his first name again? It's Lewis what?
His last name is Lewis. His first name is Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T. You can follow him
Garrett
Twitter
Lewis.
And stuff
okay.
like that, yeah. And in fact, you can listen to his show. But
right now, even he hasn't been talking about this, these cases going on much. He's had Abe Hamadeh on there talking to him. But, Kerry hasn't been talking much to anybody. Maybe she just doesn't want to until this.
Well, maybe there's not a whole lot to say about it either. I would imagine that's probably the case, you know. But she might run for senator.
She might run for senator here in the next election.
Yeah. Okay.
It's possible. We'll see what happens. But she's smart, and she was the one that said she's going to send the National Guard straight to the border and blow up the damn tunnels of the cartel and take on the cartels. Then they said, well, the cartels own all these politicians in Arizona, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was wasn't she an anchor woman, too?
Yeah. She was a big-time anchor woman in Phoenix, the number one in Arizona for a long time, you know, voted here and there, and she's making over $1 million a year and stuff. She quit her
really?
Job because...
Well, you know, we ran across another lady very similar to this at the Independent National Convention. Mark Anderson interviewed her. I live-streamed them. It was Christy Lee, and she's been with all the major networks and throughout several states, and I think when she finally gave it up was she was working in California. And she said the COVID-19 reporting just did it for her. She just couldn't believe that the things they were doing with COVID-19, and she quit. Yeah,
there's a few of them like that. There's a few of them like Carrie Lake and Christy Lee, I guess, and some other ones. I can't think of their names that have quit. But of course, they made some money while they're in there. And then, I'll tell you, one is the Filipina lady. Michelle Malkin, she used to be a big time. And then she quit. Now she finally even quit being on. She just quit talking completely, you know. But
right,
she was a smart lady too. But you can't be smart and be in that business, really. I mean.
You can't be thinking and hold your job. Right. Oh, and this is what Christy Lee was saying. She said she actually used to, when she got a script, she didn't just leave it a script. She actually researched it to add her own material, and apparently they do permit that. And and she learned that from journalism school. You know, I mean, that's what her training was in. So she tried to follow up on stories, and she was seeing stuff that wasn't supporting the narrative she was reading, and that got pretty tough too. So she just got to where that was just more than she could handle. She thought that was, and she was seeing so many of her colleagues going along with this COVID-19 thing without any investigation at all. And she said I'm in the wrong area. This is not for
they're
me.
They're all making a big hefty paycheck. That's all they care about, you know. And
that's
if you look at these, like, these ladies on CNN or all of them, MSNBC, all of these ladies and the guys, they all look like they're miserable. You don't see them smiling or anything, you know.
They are miserable. They got to
be miserable.
they're
sitting through it, you know. It's a job that sucks, you know, but they're making $1 million a year, so what they can't, you know.
Yeah, they're locked into it almost. They're probably almost, they're spending $750,000 a year too. They have to stay on the treadmill.
Well, I'm looking at this article, Tracy Beans. There's a company, Runbeck, in Arizona. So it's a private company, and somehow the state used them to move the ballots around from one place to another. So that's obviously crooked, and they're all Democratic, and so there's no chain of custody in all these paper ballots, mail-in ballots. And so the whole thing is totally, totally crooked. And, you know, even Jim Barnes, tell you what Robert Barnes, the lawyer, he says, so credit to Kerry Lake for pursuing it, because doing so was the best case, the best win legally for election integrity in decades. It's the only, she's the only one that's done anything good with the courts at all. And it's still going on. It's not over yet. And that's why she hasn't announced for senator yet, because you might still end up being governor. I'll let you go, Ron. Thanks a lot. Take it easy.
All right. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Well, that was a big help from Don there. I probably ought to try to get a I'd love to interview her on the show. I doubt that she – I probably won't be able to. I'll try it. But, you know, you have to go through kind of a chain of filtration, you know, to get there. But anyway, I'll give it a whirl. And, let's see. We don't have any more callers right now, but I need to put this article that I wrote – in fact – I should just say it's already online. It's not on any of my websites, but Jim Fetzer has it on his website. And his website, by the way, is H. Fetzer. And let me see if it's number one. It's no longer number one. Let's see, it is number two. It's number two, or is it three? It's number three down on the list. Scroll down to number three, story number three, and it says Ron Avery, critique of New York Times article published April 20th, 2023 by Jay Kirk, entitled They Saw Horrific Aftermath of a Mass Shooting. Should we? And that's the question they're asking. Should we all see that? And what the story is basically about is that's written by Jay Kirk, who actually is a teaches a course called Creative Writing. Well, if there was ever creative writing, this story is it. Because there's no way he could know this kind of stuff just by and even some of the things we know about it are contradict his creative writing here. But anyway, we do have another caller right now, so we're going to take a Mike from Kentucky. How you doing? You there, Mike? Mike? Hello? Did you turn your mic on? Mike? Here we are. Now I hear you. Oh, this is another mic. So we have a lot of mics here. We have a microphone. We have a mic at the studio. And we have a mic in Kentucky. So that's a lot of mics. Here we go. He's calling it. No, this is Mike typing, I think, here. Okay. Oh, Mike in Kentucky isn't coming through. Okay, now we do have John from Colorado. Is that right? You there, John?
Yeah. I haven't talked to you in a while. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
I got a comment yesterday on Mark Anderson's show. You were talking about that guy asked about, well, why do you have a gun?
Oh, yes.
Kind of interesting to listen to what you have to say. And it was a comment on it. It was interesting about, well, why you had it. Okay, you defend yourself or what, or, you know. And,
you know what? I forgot to tell him to look at my own website called lawfulgovernment.com. And when you go to it, it's in four different parts. And right in the middle, between three, and then there's one at the bottom. But the middle one, it says SCAAT, Sovereign Citizens Armed Against Tyranny. And there is the whole idea of the importance of not just having a gun. You have a right to militia. Militia is actually a verb. You have a right to militia. And this is all in defense of that right. And we got a break coming up here in just a minute. But maybe Mike at the studio will let us skip this break and we can talk about this a little more. Let's see if he will. He's writing right now. Okay, we can skip. Thank you, Mike. So we'll just continue talking, John, about this. And his comment was, the caller yesterday to Mark's show was saying, why have a gun if people don't use them? I mean, people, and see, you can't use them by yourself very effectively. About the only time you can really fight tyranny is when you collectively use firearms. And that is through what we call the militia. And the militia is a God-given right to militia, just as you have a God-given right to defend yourself with firearms. So anyway, I have a lot on there. If somebody goes to lawfulgovernment.com and clicks on Sovereign Citizens Armed Against Tyranny, you'll see I have topics such as prove the need. If you want to prove the need for a militia, it's right there. If you want to prove the right to militia, it's right there. If you want to provide the tools for creating a militia, they're right there. So this is really a place to go if you want to form a local militia. All of it, you can even form it through and using the sheriff's department. And I have letters here that are already developed to send to your local sheriff and all this kind of stuff, and you can develop them here. I'd love to see people take it up and start using it.
Yeah, Ron. Well, the key to the whole thing about that is just is tyranny. Of course, you might say, how do you define tyranny? Well, you think of tyranny with a lot of people, what the government's doing against us citizens.
And, yeah, well, there's actually a definition of tyranny, and I'll give it to you real quick. It's pretty short. It's the exercise of power without authority. So wherever you see that, you're looking at tyranny.
Right, right, yeah. But anyway, that's the key is tyranny. And of course, how you define yourself, what if you brought the question, well, what if you, no, I don't, okay, I don't have a gun, I use a bow and arrow, or I use a longbow, just, you know, a non-lethal. But that could be lethal, and I don't know what how that person would respond to something like that. But with guns and firearms, all that today, that's the big deal. But yeah, it's as you said, tyranny and the militia, and of course, there has been in the past, and if it's lawful, and some of these that are you can call unlawful or just people made these up, you know, for protection. It's very interesting, but the key is, yeah, right, you said, is the tyranny mostly what the government is doing to us, or could
well, absolutely, because, see, what the people that want to disarm the American people, what they like to talk about is our right to have only firearms for recreation, for target practice, and maybe for deer hunting. They don't want to deprive a deer hunter of going hunting, but they don't want you to be able to resist tyranny or resist an armed military. And so they want you to have basically what I call ineffective firearms, because and that's essentially what they are. They're trying to claim that the Second Amendment is a defense of ineffective firearms. Well, that's bullcorn, because we happen to know that through the preamble to the Constitution, preamble to the first 10 amendments, actually, where it stated that the purpose of the first 10 amendments was to prevent government from going beyond its delegated authority, essentially a tyranny. So the Second Amendment, being one of the first 10, is to prevent government from taking tyrannical measures against the people, including the use of a military or armed police against them. And it's our right to defend ourselves from a tyrannical government of our own that's gone astray and that has left its authority.
Yeah, well, that's correct. Like you said, you know, if we're armed to protect ourselves, and if you let the government know, hey, we're doing this, and we'll protect ourselves, and we have to against you. I know it's. I guess if people wanted to fight back, it takes numbers. That's the question about that. But the idea, just talking about just here about mass shootings. All of a sudden, in the last few years, all of a sudden these shootings all over the place. Whether I think they're
yes.
contrived, they're brought up. They have agents
yeah.
who get these guys involved in it, make them do it. Now, I just kind of thought of myself that when, well, this is microbe about that illegal alien who shot that family from Honduras. Was he caught?
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know about
that. Something came on. My wife was watching something talk about some sheriff caught this guy, and he said, because didn't say who it was. I was just curious if that might have been that. But, yeah, I said, I told Michael Ribeiro, you know, if you want, you know, looking for somebody that disappears here, make these people bounty hunters go out and, you know, you have to shoot them on sight.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, give them a reward. No, really.
I this guy asked the question, why have guns if we're not going to use them? I think that was what he was implying. And what I say is, if the government wants our guns, that's good enough reason not to give them up. Because why would they want them if they weren't afraid of us having them? And the other thing is, I think we even should practice militia too. Because if they not only saw guns, but they saw people organizing with guns, that is even more troublesome for them. They have a problem with that. And I think since it's our right to militia, we don't have to use it. You shouldn't use it for harm. You can't use it for offense. The only purpose of a militia is for defense. So we're not using it against anybody. We're only using it for defense. So to practice cooperative defense is one of the best things we can show tyrants that we are able to do and know how to do. So I think we ought to just start doing that.
I agree with that. No, we're in Colorado. We're coming from California. We're
Well, John, we've run out of time, and I thank you for calling.
Right.
And thank
you. Talk to you later. Ron,
you bet.
Care. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. All right. Thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.